strongly connected group of people ready to talk about the issues of the day, the important stories of the day, what's in the news that gets you moving, gets your blood flowing, gets your temperature rising. Hoo-ha! 7 after. 7/9/13. Jennifer Horn is here along with Ken Kessler and Doug with coverage of... there was a plane crash.
There was. I heard about this.
No.
Just recently.
Really?
Ken just told me that, something happened on Saturday, I guess.
No, really?
Yeah, I know. Weird.
Really? What happened?
It sounds like something happened. Maybe it hit a seawall or something, this plane.
Really?
Yeah.
San Francisco?
I think so.
The guy flying the plane? Did the fellow flying the plane, did he have any experience flying a 777?
Not much.
No.
It was obvious.
So... this, I'm going to only say one thing about this, and it doesn't have the slightest bit to do with the crash itself, but the coverage or the conversation about it. Kenny's going to chuckle because he knows exactly where I'm going. I was listening to these two idiots on a radio program in the last hour talk about how the 777 was bigger than the 747, and as soon as I stopped the audio, because you know what Kenny does is listen to a lot of these programs, and sometimes we pick and choose a little bit of audio to give you the story behind the story. Makes it more interesting. The more voices you have, I think, the more fun it is. You get different points of view. So anyway, these two idiots were talking about planes they had known. Oh, 777 is bigger than a 747. Oh, yeah. The numbers are bigger, so obviously the plane's bigger.
Right. That's how it goes, right?
Oh, my God. It was funny. The 757 is half the size of the 747. 767, a couple of different models, carries, actually, the 767 carries the same number of people. The 767-200 carries the same number of people as the 757 does. 767 carries about 45 or 50 more.
Why did you become a pilot?
I have, you know, I was, at first, when I was younger, I was really afraid of heights. And I remember falling. I fell off of. I wanted to be Superman when I was a kid, so I was on the garage of the house and I fell off. Didn't break anything, but it just sort of kept me from being interested in heights after that. But I loved the first time I went into an airplane to fly home from Cleveland to Boston when I was a freshman at Heidelberg. I got onto the plane and I was scared silly. And once we took off, there was something about it that just liberated me. And from that point to this point, I have loved flying. I have thought about, I've flown little paraplanes and things like that don't require too much skill. I have often thought I'd get a license or go learn how to fly. And my children have talked me out of it because they say I don't focus long enough on things. And it would be dangerous if I were up in a plane to be distracted. McFadden might agree with that to a certain extent.
I think so, but you're no dummy. I mean, if it's between your life and the ground, you're going to pay attention.
Thank you. That's right. And speaking of...
It's amazing how that motivates you.
Well, I'll give you an example of that. I was talking earlier this morning about Charlotte and an incident that occurred last night. I went into my big 26,000-gallon bathtub. Somebody called and said, how big is this pool? Because I took a bar of soap, as I often do, and jumped into the pool. And Charlotte loves to run around the pool. And she barks, and she likes it if I splash her, and yada, yada. So I was at the far end of the pool, and my soap dropped. So I went under the water to get it. And as I did, I heard a splash.
You weren't in prison.
Well, but this gets serious.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She jumped in?
No, she fell in. She slipped in.
Oh.
And so I heard the splash, and I jumped. I just went right back to the surface quickly, and there she is. All I could see of her, God love her, was her eyes and her nose. Everything else was sinking.
Oh, baby.
And she
has she ever swam
her.
Before?
Well, she'll go into water as long as she knows. She keeps looking at you. She loves to go for example, in Santa Monica. I go out there at night because you're not supposed to have the dogs on the beach. Mm-hmm. So we go out and she'll chase the waves and she'll run around out, but she won't go any higher than, you know, her body would support.
She wants to stand up in
right.
water.
Right. She wants to be able to stand up in the water. So anyway, she was, for all she was worth, my God, this little thing who'd be 13 years old next week was just pedaling and puddling away.
Aww.
And I grabbed a hold of her, and the Polaris umbilical cord, you know, that keeps the pool clean,
uh-huh.
was sort of wrapped around my neck at this point. So I'm pushing it away, and I'm grabbing. I got her in one of my arms, pushing that thing off in the other arm, and trying to get to the edge of the pool to get her up. And I finally did, obviously. She chucked and snorted and pushed out water, and the poor thing was just as a friend. She's still like it now. I sort of cuddled with her all night long.
She was scared.
She was really scared.
Aww.
And I was too, frankly. But she's a strong little bugger. And so, but, you know, I'm focused on that sort of stuff and thinking about some of the other things, the way people tell stories. I was telling that story, and I thought, okay, can I embellish on it? Should I make it shorter or longer? What do I do? And sometimes that's the art of what we do here. It is I don't mean art like I'm some kind of artiste, but there's a certain art to conversing about what's going on, either in your life, making it interesting. That's why I have this group of people with me, because they're all interesting in their own right. Jennifer has great stories. Kenny is a good student of the story. The other folks who are on, Richie, has sometimes he's...
Well, only because they're not here.
No, I would say this. He and I have had conversations about this. He's too literal about stuff sometimes. Like Michael. Michael would be a horrible talk show host. He's great at the controls, and he's good at keeping us on purpose. But he's just not flexible enough. You have to be flexible, and sometimes you have to be creative with stories. But then when it comes down to back to the 777 versus 747 thing, that kind of stuff drives me nuts, because it really does show that people don't know what in the world they're talking about. So
one quick question.
Yes.
How did we link the 777 with Charlotte in the pool?
Magic.
Sure. It's how good you are.
I was talking about not being able to, I don't know whether I said in this hour or last hour, Kenny, I was talking about my ability to focus, and it wasn't particularly good.
On planes, yes, I got it.
I just wasn't focused on anything in the last hour, because I'm still sort of going through this in my mind about what might have happened had I not been faster.
Yeah, but you were, and that's good. She's going to be fine.
She's fine. She was snoring here a minute ago, but I think she did scare herself a little bit. At any rate, okay, so enough on the pilot, enough on the swimming pool. Let's see, what can we do next? How about we have a psychic talk about where we are? No, I'm only being... I'm
Mercury kidding. In retrograde? Hey, I'm an expert at the George Zimmerman trial. I watched it again all day yesterday.
No, why do you know that?
I don't know.
Why?
It's like a... Well, I should
it isn't.
Like
the guy's
crash.
Guilty, and he should pay the penalty.
Oh, but the defense is doing a really good job.
How? The guy defense, was told not to go out and chase this guy.
I thought so, too, at the beginning. But the defense, you have to be on the jury to decide beyond a shadow of a doubt that this guy... you know, was doing this, profiling him and killing him in cold blood.
Well, he didn't kill him in cold blood, maybe, but he still killed him. He deserves to pay some punishment.
But the defense is doing a much better job than the prosecution at this point, I have to say.
Well, it's public versus private. Well, how much money did Zimmerman raise? Remember when there was this whole thing, if you can remember back how far... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there was some kind of a Facebook post, and he raised, $250,000? Kenny, was that it? His wife was managing it, and they were moving it around so nobody could find it. If I remember all of that, but this
time it was something like that.
I mean, this has been going on for so long. This is a perfect example of how screwy the system is. This guy, this event took place, 3 years ago or something? How long ago?
A year and a half ago.
It seems like it's been forever.
It does feel like a long time.
Oh, my God. On and on and on it goes. Okay. So, anyway, yesterday the defense witnesses took the stand, identified Zimmerman as the voice yelling for help.
Even the father had to say that he thought it wasn't his son at first.
Say it wasn't Zimmerman.
The father of Trayvon Martin, that it wasn't Trayvon Martin's screaming for help.
What are you getting out of watching this, buddy?
I don't know. You know, I wasn't watching it at all. I was staying away from it.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just got...
It's drama. It's a drama.
...sucked in. No, you know what it is?
No.
It's I think it's interesting to watch how the court process works. And I actually or doesn't. And I actually like how this judge is really trying to move things along, because the jury's sequestered. So she's trying to, like, push things around. I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things that have taken hold
a little bit. Get it. All right. Speaking of things that take hold, we have a few important announcements as we continue here on Good Day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Brought to you by the folks at Grainger, helping us here on the Good Day program bring along for the ride. Lots of interesting, stirring conversation. With over a million products, if they don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. Call Grainger. Click on Grainger.com or stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Get it? Got it? Good. Like that. Birthday.
Very nice.
Today your birthday?
Got it.
Today's not my birthday.
No.
We can still have cake and sing if you want.
Cake. I have blueberry pie, actually, in the refrigerator. Special occasion. The folks in Cairo are not having a particularly good time of it this week. 51 people killed yesterday. 435 injured, says the Ministry of Health. I guess they'd be the ones to know what was going on, right, in Egypt?
Absolutely.
The Ministry of Health?
Yes.
Yeah. Supporters of the deposed president have been holding a sit-in near the Republican Guard headquarters. That's where the violence started. Military claims it was fired upon by a terrorist group. Now Muslims are calling other Muslims terrorists. I find that pretty interesting.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, not necessarily. I wouldn't want to be over there right now.
No.
Can you imagine how this completely destroyed their tourist business?
I know.
There won't be five people that will go to this country.
No, and it'll take them so long to get back. Once it quiets down, it'll take them at least 5-10 years for people to feel comfortable going back there.
Yeah. Yeah, why would you want to go there? So many other great places to see. Mm-hmm. Why put yourself in the middle of all of that? Doug and Jennifer and Ken at 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. inflation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Song during this week in 1970 belongs to Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come. All right, so don't do. You're never supposed to do what your mama says don't do. How many times did you disobey your mother as a kid growing up, Jennifer?
Not many. I was a pretty good girl.
Really? All right, Kenny, how about you?
I had my moments, but
yeah,
you know.
Sure, yeah, right. Kenny, what about you?
I was pretty good. I'm sure that that I made some bad choices and... And she corrected appropriately.
All right. This is the time of the program we go to the late night shows to have a little fun smiling about the thoughts, the comedic thoughts that come into these guys' heads or their writers' heads. So we start with Conan drinking about joking about drinking. That too.
New study just came out. Finds that drinking 3 pints of beer a week permanently dulls the brain. Yeah. So now you know, never stop at just 3. Nine, you're in the clear. 30 a day, you're an Einstein.
Right.
Not that Einstein. I'm thinking of another guy. Terrible alcoholic.
Well, and listen to this. Former New York Governor Eliot Spitz, remember him? He announced he is running for New York City Comptroller, and one of his opponents is the madam who supplied him with hookers. She is running against him. There's a tough choice for the voters, huh? I mean, one is involved in the most degrading profession of all time, and the other ran a whorehouse. I mean, geez.
Congratulations here in America to Joey Chestnut. You know who that is? He won. Yeah, he's a competitive eater, and he won the hot dog eating contest out there at Coney Island. He ate, 69 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Yeah, and he gets the check, he gets the trophy, he gets the colon cancer.
We got a hold of Edward Snowden's to-do list. He's at this Russian airport. But take a look at what he can do there. First up, he can get a pretzel from the Russian Auntie Annie's, Auntie Anya's, Dmitry Venya Yakovlev's. The next one there, he uses government hacking experience to obtain the airport's Boingo Wi-Fi password. Next up, you can find the best hand dryer in the airport. Nickname it the Eddie Snowy Handy Blowy. And last on the to-do list, go to the airport bathroom, say, time for an NSA leak, and then giggle to self.
Then giggle to self.
All right, enough on leaks. This is the moment in the program where often I come up with a 2020 info quiz. So as the All-Star Baseball game is, later this week? When did we decide, Michael?
July 16th.
July 16th.
Next Tuesday.
All right, so that's the midpoint in the season, yes. Midpoint in the year, kind of. It's the midpoint. After we get by the 16th, it's kind of...
Shooing. And looky here, the Dodgers are in second place.
All right, so here's the question. On this date in 1968, the first All-Star Baseball game to be played indoors took place in the Astrodome in Houston. So I want to know who their opponents were. Not who their opponents. No, that's a stupid question because it's an All-Star Baseball game. So it's
I was going to say. So
never mind.
I'm guessing it was the American League.
No, you know
and
what?
The National League.
Russia. Yeah.
It was Russia. The National League beat the American League 1-0. But my question really was what was the indoor stadium?
Oh, the Astrodome.
Thank you. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline. If Google and Amazon and my bank gather so much intelligence already on me, what's wrong with the NSA just keeping record of phone calls in and out in order to stop the next 9/11 or a subway attack?
There's a constant debate among the tech community and companies like Google and Facebook about how far do you encroach on privacy. There's a huge difference between Google and Facebook tracking your entries in order to sell ads against them and the government doing so. I mean, the government can actually prosecute you and put you in jail.
The law does state that you have to have probable cause. Right. You have to go before a FISA court. But is there any penalty for without probable cause, reading someone's email? No, apparently not, because there's been too many instances of this kind of intrusion.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, this half hour, we're going to experience a conversation with Dr. Ron Hoffman, who is one of the nation's best-known health experts and radio performers when it comes to health and well-being. He's in the know, and he'll be on the go on the Good Day show in a matter of moments. How do you like that? Ooh-ha! Got that. I got to do something to recover from my screwing up the 2020 news quiz question, Jennifer. And usually I have collaboration and help from you doing that. But
usually it's me that does
it. My own.
Score one for the girl today. Yeah.
Tuesday, the 9th of July, Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler. Ken, what's happening with Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter, @Good Day Show. There are a lot of things I know that we are working on, and I'm always interested in nagging you into getting us into the mindset of some of the people listening and wanting to comment.
A little conversation about the Zimmerman trial. John says he's not interested in the least, as opposed to Jennifer.
Jennifer being on it all the time, yeah.
Mel says it's 2013 and not the Wild West. Zimmerman needs to be punished for senselessly killing an unarmed teen.
I agree with that. I don't care what the kid... They're never going to prove that the kid was out to do any harm to him because he was walking away from Zimmerman by Zimmerman's own...
But see, that's what they have done, is that they're saying he wasn't walking away, that he actually turned around and started attacking George Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah.
That's how what they're
prove?
Painting
and,
it.
And they're going to prove that how?
There's going to be an animation, actually, that the
where do they get that from?
Didn't want allowed. Yeah. I don't know. An outside source, perhaps.
Really? So I want to know how Zimmerman's paying for all of this. We went back to asking early, there was a discussion about how much money he had raised. Remember when he was trying to hide his money?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was $250,000, but I don't think we got an answer to that.
I have a sneaking suspicion that his lawyer must have written off a good chunk of things, because this is really good for his legal team, because they look awesome. This will make them. You know, these people will be made because of this trial.
Well, we'll figure that out depending on who wins and loses.
Well,
at the
I don't
end of the
know
day.
That they're necessarily going to be a clear-cut winner and loser. I think he'll probably get something.
I think Trayvon Martin is the loser here, thanks.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I don't think he's going to get the big charges, the man, you know what I mean? He probably will get something.
He's not going to go to the big house for the rest of his life. That's
right.
Probably not going to happen. Right. Today, later on the Good Day program, we launch Dream Big America. This is a weekly portion of the program that's aimed at finding entrepreneurs, and we're launching Dream Big Online, which is a new free membership online incubator series. If you want to learn more about social media and publicity, direct response, crowdfunding, join the folks later today with me, Dream Big Online and Dream Big America on the radio. What happens is each week we will present three different entrepreneurs from around the country who have started a business who are looking for some help. And there are also going to be three judges that will be on the air at the same time listening to the two-minute pitches that come from these entrepreneurs looking for more help and support every month. So there's a Dream Big America winner each week, and then those three will go into a competition at the end of the month, and then the Dream Big America finalists will get a prize package. That package will be announced on the air in coordination with the last, or actually the first month, the real winner at the end of the month, on the 29th, will get the prize package. And in essence, what the rest of the people do, and all of them, because of the quality of the judges, they're all from businesses that are very successful businesses in their own right that have started like these people. You know, you sometimes look at the Shark Tank show and you see what these people are trying to develop, and they're looking for a little bit more help. And in terms of what we are offering here, not only will be we will have some cash at the end of the month, but more importantly, what's more important to these people, and you sort of see it on Shark Tank, is the connection to someone who's successful. How are we going to encourage these people to do better in the business? How are we going to give them advice and help and support? That's part of what this is all about. So I hope you'll find this to be an intriguing series. We'll have the opportunity for you to vote on which of the three you think is the best. The three contestants present themselves. I think we have, as it will turn out, I think we've got a... it's not a phone line, but it's, what am I looking for? It's, yabba-dabba-doo.
What's text.
Text. Thank you, Kenny. You'll be able to text to a certain number the preference that you have for whichever person is winning. Very simple, very easy, and you can help decide who the winner is depending on who you think made the best presentation. So that's something for later on today. It'll be hour number 6, actually, if you want to download it later on from DougStephan.com in the archives. But it'll be all over the place as podcasts as well. I think it's kind of a cool thing. I like to support entrepreneurialism because it's where I came from. And it's
what I had an idea that I could play on this game.
Well, you can help by asking
Maybe
questions.
Maybe I'll think of something.
Yes, that'd be a good idea. Speaking of thinking, Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
It's 19 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman is no stranger to the radio. He's been on radio for a long time. I have great admiration and respect for him because he's able to put into sort of a clear, concise package ideas that come from his experience at the Hoffman Center, which combines modern medical technology, complementary medical modalities in an innovative yet responsive man, I love all this gobbledygook. Ron, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Well, thank you. What sort of a practice, for those who don't know who you are, explain for us the sort of practice in your own words that you run. Because as a fellow who's been on the radio for a long time, you are easily able to take some of the issues and sort of translate them around into something that's practical, people understand, but sort of take us into the big picture, the big house.
Well, okay, I would actually characterize this as not so much an alternative medicine, not so much integrative medicine, those are buzzwords.
Yeah.
But I just call this intelligent medicine, which is combining the best aspects of high-tech medicine, which I don't necessarily disagree with. I just think that there's an excess in terms of some of the procedures we do, too much in the way of drugs and surgical interventions, mm-hmm. Heavy-duty types of high-tech procedures that, you know, sometimes leave patients with side effects or less effective results. And natural approaches also have some flaws because, you know, there's a lot of hype out there. But there's some natural approaches that actually are more effective and long-term less toxic than conventional approaches.
Well, let me just sort of put this into a sort of a picture for the people who listen to this program. We have Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's much more of a traditionalist. We have Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's off the wall when it comes to using the alternative world. And so the reason I invited you to be here is because you're sort of in the middle. And that's, I mean, we need extremes, and you also need somebody in the middle. And so as people get used to your way looking at things. I don't think a lot of people want to always now compare whoever's on the air to Dr. Oz. I don't know that there's much of a comparison. You're likely to be asked that question, though. Or is Oz compared to you? Are you compared to Oz? Or do you care to be compared to anybody?
Well, thanks for the comparison. You know, I know Mehmet Oz very well because he actually was a guest on my program many, many times, well before he was on TV.
Right.
And, you know, he's an amazing guy, and I think he's brought a lot to the fore in terms of both high-tech conventional medicine and in terms of the, you know, natural alternatives that created a lot of acceptance for that. You know, he's a surgeon. I'm trained in internal medicine. He operates still, from what I understand. I see patients on a regular basis. I have to make sure that the stuff that I talk about really passes muster. So, you know, sometimes people talk about this stuff in theory. I know where the rubber meets the road when it comes to some of these natural approaches. And some of them, frankly, they sound great on paper, but when they don't work, you know, we got to move on and look at
the best. Find something, thank you, that works. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is with us on Good Day. You were asked about toxins during a lecture this past month that lurk in cosmetics. A lot of women, I remember there was a story, Jennifer, help me with this. It seemed to me it was early on in June about how toxic a lot of the stuff is.
Oh, yeah, especially lipsticks with a lot of pigment.
Right, that was it. Yeah. So what have you found on that score, Ron?
Well, first of all, you know, a lot of people have that misimpression that somehow if you put stuff on your skin or on your lips, it's different than if you ate it. I mean, how would you feel like somebody said, okay, eat your lipstick, or here's
well, that's what you do, basically, right?
Here's a bottle of face lotion, drink it, you know, and in fact, that's what happens, because the stuff gets, you know, up through your mouth, because it's on your lips, but it also sort of goes right through your pores and into your circulation. So we got to really think a little bit more carefully about what we apply to our bodies, and, you know, there's lead residues, lead's not great, in lipsticks, there are parabens, which are potentially cancer-causing chemicals in many of our cosmetics and shampoos, for example. There's even things that are called estrogen mimics or xenoestrogens. What they can do is they can hype up the body's estrogen production. And in women, that can increase the risk of certain female cancers. In men, that may have negative effects on the prostate. And we don't even know what it does, you know, if a woman is pregnant, she's experiencing that, what it does to the fetus. So these are really concerning issues. And, you know, the regulations say you can't put, you know, obvious poison in cosmetics. But, you know, the threshold is allowing certain bad stuff to get into our systems.
Yeah. One of the things that I think about when you're talking about that, the essence of how it is that we have all this exposure to these things and the FDA says it's okay. I don't know if you knew that I'm a dairy farmer and I sell raw milk on my dairy farm.
Yeah. Good for you. You know, I'm a big proponent of that.
But here the FDA says this stuff is okay. It's like aluminum in deodorant, that kind of stuff, which you know isn't good for you. And yet the FDA, it's okay because everybody that's got money is pushing it. Meanwhile, the big dairy interests don't want you to have, they don't want any competition, especially if it's better than the junk that they're selling you. So they try to put all the raw milk people out of business. It's just,
and as you know, they will actually come down to your place, you know, deputized, guns drawn.
Oh yeah, right.
And they will raid you as if you were, you know, selling moonshine out there in the hills of Arkansas.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It really is amazing. You have a new book. What's the new book? You've written a number of books on things that you've experienced in your practice. So what's the focus of the latest one?
Well, my most recent book is How to Talk to Your Doctor About Complementary and Alternative Medicine. And that's been out a couple of years, and we have a new edition of that book out. And what that book talks about is, you know, you're faced with a dilemma these days with medical care. You don't really get to choose your doctor. You have fewer and fewer options.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people who can't see a complementary physician like myself, I you know, take it for granted that people can, but sometimes it's hard. You know, I'm in a big urban area, and in certain parts of America, there are fewer of us. And also, insurance doesn't cover this. So, you know, what do you do when you go to your regular doctor and you are interested in taking supplements? You are interested in taking a more natural approach to your problem. And I break it down specialty by specialty, you know, whether it's cardiology, whether it's oncology, whether it's rheumatology, you know, whatever your ailment is. You know, how do you engage in a dialogue with your doctor about what you can do naturally for your problem? And one of the premises is, if your doctor is abusive to you and says, vitamins, that's crap, you know, or something like that, mm-hmm. which is not untypical. That happens from time to time. It's time to vote with your feet, because that's not the right kind of doctor for you. I'm not saying that your doctor needs to wholeheartedly embrace natural methods, because many don't. They're skeptical. But at least they should be open-minded and be respectful of your desire to use a natural approach. They may disagree, but they should point out specifically why they think that what you're doing may interfere with conventional treatment or may be harmful. I mean, you know, they should give you credit that you're an intelligent consumer and that you're going to look at these things in an even-handed way.
Kind of like from the duh factor. All right, Dr. Ron Hoffman, your website is?
It's drhoffman.com.
drhoffman.com. How creative and clever of you to have come up with that. drhoffman.com. There's good blog stuff going on there, a lot of articles. You'll like his approach. I like his approach on supplements for sure. Dr. Ron Hoffman here with us on Good Day.
Hey, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it?
Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/toughguy or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit granger.com/toughguy for details.
Tough guy, huh?
Tough guy, huh?
You a tough guy?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being tough, as long as you're sweet at the same time. That's Jennifer. 51 after on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Three after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time to help you in terms of technology. Tech Talk time. Better living information. Oftentimes, it's not always about better living. Sometimes it's just about fun in technology. But I'm not comfortable enough around technology to have fun with it. So I use it as a tool. I don't know how much I am descriptive of what the average person, let's say, who's my age is using technology for. Although I found a lot of people that I'm working with. Bob Kay, who's my general manager, has become very adept at using all this technology. And he's always chastising me, actually. Yeah, right. Especially in the world that I live in.
Yeah.
A lot of technology involved. Anyway, at this point, every day in the program, we bring you Shelley Palmer, who keeps his ears, if you will, to the tracks to find out what's going on. He is a journalist who does follow just technology. And today he's going to talk with you about the Pebble Smart Watch, which lets you put data from your iPhone or Android right onto your wristwatch. Wow, this ought to be cool. Stand by for this info.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Granger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/toughguy or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit granger.com/toughguy for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you missed your chance to own a Pebble smartwatch when it was funded on Kickstarter last year, here's your second chance. The Pebble smartwatch is now available for purchase exclusively at Best Buy for $149. Pebble connects your iPhone or Android device via Bluetooth, letting you read texts, emails, and Facebook status updates right on your wrist. It offers media controls for your phone and even has access to third-party apps like exercise trackers. Pebble has an e-ink display with a built-in backlight, which means you can see it in direct sunlight and also in the dark, and it lasts a week on a single charge. Smartwatches are poised to be the next big thing in the world of tech as Apple, Google, and a handful of other companies have thrown their hats in the ring to compete for your money. But Pebble beat everyone to the store shelves, so a trip to Best Buy and $149 is all you need to give your friends watch envy. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
All right, yesterday I brought you a website that maybe wasn't the most helpful website. I was looking at some of these other unusual websites like StoryData.com. This is about bioterrorism and its impact. There are a lot of economic implications when something like this takes place, the Boston Marathon bombing, that kind of stuff. So this site, StoryData.com, takes the facts and figures behind the headlines of these sorts of things and converts them into interactive charts and graphs that you can manipulate to your own fact-finding needs. You can discover what the true cost of these attacks are. And in the case, again, of the Boston Marathon bombing, it is in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Did you realize that?
How
much money it's taken to investigate all of this stuff with all of the various police agencies that were involved. It doesn't even take into account, actually, the lost businesses.
What about the lawsuits against the city? You know, those will come.
Yeah, right. So, it's not pleasant, but I think it's interesting, actually. StoryData.com is the website. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Ken Kessler here, holding hands and contacting the living at 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.